The American Medical Association recommends no vaping, at least until it can be determined what caused more than 450 people to become ill. Authorities say many cases appear related to a vitamin E extract added to cannabis liquid. E-cigarettes produce an aerosol by heating liquid that contains nicotine and other products, such as sweet flavoring. Vaping-related symptoms include shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing, nausea, vomiting, and fever. A Delaware vapor named Nick says the alarm bells have him concerned.
It's definitely scary. It's something to think about. It probably will deter a good bit of people, but it still won't hit as many as you'd hope. I get the smallest dose you can even get. I'm trying to get away from it completely.
Still, he was at Unreal Vapors near the town of Newport, buying a $33 bottle of lemonade-flavored nicotine liquid. Tyler Wilson is an Unreal Vapors manager. The store sells its own products along with brands such as Juul, Space Jam, and Naked 100. Wilson is undeterred by the warnings. He touts vaping's benefits.
Just like Chantix, just like, you know, any of the patch, it's a tool to quit smoking. The dangers become when you abuse it. You have these college kids using the nicotine products to get that head buzz.
Delaware public health official Dr. Rick Hong says that while many instances have a cannabis link,
there are cases where it's not related to marijuana.
Hong is directing doctors to report illnesses by patients who vape, and he urges users to try smoking cessation programs instead. Chris Barish, WHYY News.